Freud's Angels. Here is your reading for the week. Remember, never give your power up to a reading, a reader, or any situation. Remember, you always have the power of autonomy. Enjoy. Hey, angels, welcome to your weekly reading for the week of March 31st through April 6th. April is coming. So isn't Mercury retrograde, and so isn't the second half of the eclipse season. Y'all, I don't know if you're being tested like we're being tested, and or if you're kind of smooth sailing, but it's been a real rough couple of weeks for us, collectively and individually. So we are just in it. But how, like, we don't want to be afraid of astrology, right? We don't want to be afraid of all the things that we experience during these seasons. We want to be empowered and be able to cope and be resilient in the face of all of these things. So how do we not give our power away to all of the spaces that astrology affects us in? And I think that the first and ultimate way is to have kindness and grace for yourself, right? Because you're going to experience it on the level and energetic level that you are at, emotionally, mentally, physically, energetically. You are going to experience it where you're at. And sometimes it's not great, and sometimes it is great. So I just really encourage you to be not so harsh and judgmental on yourself about being able to cope or upset that things aren't going the way. Like, for example, yesterday I was trying to bake a cake for somebody's birthday and I had this plan and I'm like, I'm going to do it. And this is great. I made a cake 3 different times because it didn't work out the first couple of times. And I was upset and I was in my head and my energy. And I don't know why I expected myself to be able to do it when my energy was all whacked out. And so at the end, I surrendered to the cake gods and said, I surrender. I'm obviously not going to be doing this. It didn't turn out the way that I wanted to. And I surrender. I had enough to give her a piece because I was making individual pieces because we were going out to a restaurant. I gave the birthday girl her piece and that was it. And that was fine. And they're all sitting, the rest of them are sitting in my fridge right now because, you know, but I had this expectation of myself to be like, I'm going to do this and it's going to be perfect and I don't want anything else. And I think my lesson there was to giving myself the realization sometimes things don't turn out the way that I want them to, and that's okay. If there's no bearing on me and who I am as far as like my direct worthiness and my direct value, it's just, or my ability, it's about the fact that the energies weren't right within me and just things were just not going to happen. They just weren't going to happen that day. And I can either take it in 2 different ways as, okay, yep, you know, my energies weren't great and it didn't work out, or I can take it really personally. And that's the first way of understanding A, where you give up your power, and B, how to take it back. Because I had to sit with myself. There was a part of myself that was really upset that it didn't work out because I didn't want to disappoint them. But at the same time, it's okay because we all disappoint each other. You know, things happen and it's okay. So I think that's a big thing this round with these eclipses and Mercury and the way Mars and Saturn is sitting with the sun and all, or the moon and all the things that are happening right now. Give yourself a lot of space to rest and to just have grace for yourself. I think it's really important.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's really just what it's all about. Like you said, we're not trying to like, be like, oh no, everything's going to be out of control just because the planets are doing whatever. But it's more like, I may be affected by this and I'm just going to know that that's what's probably going to happen. So if things feel a little bit off kilter, I can understand that there's an energetic thing that's going on so that I'm not turning on myself the way that I tend to when things are not going right or I don't feel right. You know, like we have that tendency in our society to kind of be like, oh, you're being bitchy. You know what I mean? And it's like, sometimes we're being like tense, you know what I mean? Because we don't feel right inside our bodies, you know, or we don't feel right energetically, right? But if we know that about ourselves, if we feel that we're like, ooh, I feel a shift and it feels like the shift is happening and it has nothing to do with like what I've actually done in my life, then we can know that about the energy that's happening so that we have a different coping skill that we use in that moment versus, you know, just kind of trying to muscle through. I think sometimes that's what a lot of people will do. They'll try to muscle through without understanding what's happening, and it kind of gets worse. It compounds because you're trying so hard to control something that's uncontrollable that it snowballs into a bad thing. But yeah, if we know that, you know, like I did the same thing happened to me the other day. I'm a great cook, but I was not into it, and my food didn't taste it. You could tell when I ate it. I was like, this was not made with the same kind of love as usual. You know what I mean? Like, and I know how to do it. It just, my energy was off today. And that's what happened. You know what I mean? Like, that's what happened. So, I mean, this is kicking my ass too. And I just keep having to do the like, okay, I mean, things have shifted in whatever way. And you're just going to work with it.
Yep. Yep. Absolutely. And, you know, we can prepare ourselves. Like, knowing, I know sometimes what happens during eclipse season for me, especially on this Aries Libra axis, man, it's intense for me, but like I've prepared, I have my therapist, I have my energy workers, I have my friends, we're all collectively helping each other manage this. And because I know that the possibility, the other thing that I think is important to understand is that, you know, we talk about Mercury retrograde and all these moments happening about, you know, oh my gosh, like it's going to be a shit show and I'm going to be so upset. You're already creating the situation by your words, right? Mm-hmm. And this is something that I thought about yesterday. I was like, oh, I said a couple of different times when eclipses happen, I'm really affected and a lot of major trauma shows up for me and it's hard. Like factually, do things become revealed to me? Yes, they do. But I don't have to label it as hard. Mm-hmm. I can invite in ease. I can invite in grace. I can invite in coming in with a level of not having to be in reliving in those moments. And then I can allow that to come in. Like, because I'm expecting it to be hard, I'm creating the energy for it to be hard. It's mm-hmm. not to say if it is that I'm saying, oh, this is not hard. Everything's fine. Everything's fine. It's not that. It's that mm-hmm. I am experiencing how I am, but I'm not putting the added energy of the expectation it's going to be hard. So I focus just on the hardness of it.
Yeah. Well, it's like the difference between, you know, like if you're going into a playoff season and you're an athlete. You know, you can go into there thinking like, oh God, this is going to be devastating. Or you can go into it thinking this is going to be a challenge and I'm going to kick its ass. You know what I mean? Like, and it's just literally perspective because the same thing's coming at you. It may be a tough team that's coming at you, but your perspective on it matters. This is going to be difficult and I'm going to get rolled over and you can do that. Or you can say, I'm going to be challenged. Clearly I'm going to be challenged, but how else do I get better?
Yeah. Yeah. I know it's rough sometimes.
Yeah, I know. But we're like, yeah. Check with me in a couple days when I'm in the fetal position on the floor.
It will be April 8th when the other eclipse happens and see where we're at. But
you know, which is wild to me that like even the lead up, right? Like, I mean, this is what's crazy about it is that I feel like a lot of people are like, but the event isn't until here. But it's like, there are big things in the sky and everything's energy. And like, I mean, we're energy too. And we feel stuff. So like, it's not going to be just an event. It's all, everything's an event. Getting ready exactly. to go out is an event. And while you're getting ready, you are in the energy of the event already.
Yes. It's like the pre and post shadow of Mercury retrograde. We talk about it all the time. The first 2 weeks leading up to Mercury retrograde, we're going to start to begin to feel its influence because planets move. They don't have time. Yes, the event happens at a specific moment, but it's like the ramp up and the ramp down. And mm-hmm. The same happens with every astrological event. That's why if you work with full moon or new moon energy, they say you have like up to 3 days post to work with that energy because it doesn't just happen in 1 second. Yes, it's at its peak in that moment, but in the lead up and the ramp down, there is energy that you can work with that is of similar. Now, sometimes like Mercury, I feel started this ramp up in March 1st, but whatever. That's just me.
We don't know. right? Because by the time we get the information back from, you know, science stations that are out there, it'll already have been way past. So yeah. We don't know. Yeah. I mean, and I feel like that's the truth, is being like, we don't know what the hell's going on up there really all the time. No. That information comes back like, because it's so far away. Comes back in different ways. We can just really just feel it, right? Like in whatever. And that's part of what you were talking about, of like not letting it take away your power because you're being aware of yourself, right? Like it's like, if you're aware that things are shifting within you and you're feeling something, you know, then that's the truth. You don't have to look and be like, oh, well, Mercury's not in retrograde, so why is my communication must be happening, you know, difficulty because I suck. Like, no, if you're feeling it and you feel like it was a sudden shift, then yeah, you can say like, there's some energy that I'm attached to that moved. And that's it. Like, it's just the truth for you.
Yeah.
Let it be the truth for you. Again, like all of these things are just like stuff that people have experienced, and like everything, every human is different. So there's no such thing as this is the only thing that happens to people at the only time that it happens to people. We're all individuals.
Yeah. True. What are the mermaids telling us?
Yeah. Speaking of that, here comes something from the mermaids that you can take individually. I'll give you the interpretation that I have, and then you take it however you want to take it. I haven't touched my cards in a while, and I've been putting them in different places in my house because I've been meaning to do a reading on myself, and I haven't. And so they were very excited for me to open the box today. Two flew out immediately. One flew on the floor, and that is the free spirit card. No shock that it flew out on the floor. It wants to be free, super free. And the other one was contentment. And that one I thought fell on the floor, but it was right here snuggled next to me. And so I think that that's very symbolic of both of these things. When I look at the cards, the contentment card, it's funny because it says contentment on it, but the mermaid doesn't look content as much as like, she's kind of in the fetal position, which is funny that we just made that joke. But I think that's really what is the point of it, is that we think of contentment and happiness as the same thing, but being content can be very neutral. Being content can be very comfortable. Being content can be very just kind of like, it's good. It's okay. Like everything's okay. Right? Like it doesn't have to be over the top, happy, excited, and everything like that. And I think sometimes people confuse those words. So she's just kind of sitting there. She's holding onto her leg. She's on a little ledge. There's a lighthouse in the back. And, you know, she's cool. Like she's feeling cool. But then the free spirit lady, she is like got her little mermaid tail up in the air. She's like, check me out. Like I am me. Her hair's all over the place. Like she's just kind of like, I am me. And I think the two of them coming out together is really just that contemplation of like, if I don't feel free, it's going to be hard for me to feel content. If I don't feel like I have the freedom to be myself, then it's going to be hard to feel contentment, at ease, neutral, you know, just okay, right? And so we're getting the opportunity to kind of examine both of these things, examine where you feel free or not, where you feel restricted or not, and how that helps you or harms you in your everyday satisfaction, in your everyday feeling of like, today's all right. You know, it invites us to just take a look. I think a lot of times people, when they're like, oh, I found the problem, I got to do something right now. You don't have to. I feel like that's part of the contentment process too, is just feeling like it's okay to move through things at a slower pace. It's okay to look at things for a longer time. It's okay to, you know, not let this free spirit thing be a manic episode of sorts, that it can just be that examination of like, why don't I feel this way? Or why do I feel this way? And why does that make me feel like at ease? So yeah, it's very interesting that those things came out together.
Absolutely.
So, what do we got on the other side?
Surrender.
Yeah,
it's been all about surrendering these last few days. I'm like, oh, okay. So the surrender cards are asking us to surrender our stubbornness.
Oh, well, I'm not gonna.
I took that personally, kind of. It says, if you're tensing up or taking a rigid stance about something, gently observe yourself and become more yielding. This will help you communicate more lovingly with yourself and others. Again, it's we're talking about when we're rigid and trying to control everything. This is where we are disempowered. But I understand that we do it because we feel powerless. And because we either are afraid of the outcome, we feel like we have to be right. If we're not, we're developed. Like, there's a lot of reasons why we're stubborn. And sometimes we're just stubborn because of who we are. But when we allow ourselves to kind of take a step back, take a breath, soften a little bit, we allow ourselves to see perspectives of others, of the situation in many different ways. We can step into neutral easier, so we can have a bigger view of the situation or the moment or the decision, and giving all of the parts of you, your mind and your logic and your spiritual self, your mental abilities, all the things, the influences you have in your being and in your spiritual being, to inform you the best thing that could happen, or inform you of a way to move forward. Like, when we're rigid, we're only channeling our like ego energy, our mind energy, what we know to be true. This is true. When we're stepping forward with an assurance and a heart energy, or a like kind of an intuitive energy, there's more of an understanding of a bigger picture, and you're allowing also yourself to take a different, like, to allow yourself a different outcome than what you thought. Because sometimes rigidity and stubbornness is about ourselves, right? It's about me trying to make an effing cake. And I'm like, I'm going to make this cake, and doing it three times, and it's not turning out. Like, how many more times and how much more do I have to waste in order to really realize that I could surrender and not make the cake and it would be perfectly okay? Mm-hmm. Like, I was rigid in my desire and my need and my drive. If I had paused, taken a moment, breathed a little bit, stepped back, walked away from the kitchen and all the ingredients, I could have had a moment to see that it was unnecessary. Like, there was no reason for me to do this. It was more about me wanting to feel like I made somebody's day special. Mm-hmm. And I could see after I surrendered that just by doing what we've done and coming together as a group and celebrating her and eating at her favorite restaurant that most of us may not enjoy is the specialness that she feels. The fact mm-hmm. that everybody wanted to get together for her birthday and bring her gifts and shower her with love, because of that, she feels it's special. Not because I made a cake or not. It had nothing to do with it. Like, small fries.
Yeah, right. Like, birthday not ruined. If you were like, oh no, it didn't work out.
Exactly. So. So our stubbornness can sometimes push us into places that just exacerbates how we're feeling and really gives us a really distorted, judgmental view of the situation and ourselves and all of the things. So, you know, let's just surrender our stubbornness where we feel we're being stubborn. A good question to ask yourself, what do I feel is at risk if I don't feel stubborn about this? If I let go of the need to be right or control the situation through stubbornness, what do I fear will happen? Or what do I fear I'm losing? Or what would it say to me? And that's a really good indicator of where to go so that you can understand why you're being stubborn.
Amen.
So we hope you have a great week. Friends, it's happening. April 1st, tomorrow, it's happening. Be kind, pause before you speak, reread the email probably 6 times before you send it, especially if it's at work, and make sure you're not replying to all. And what do you and leave extra time for travel. I know there are things, like we talk about signing contracts during Mercury retrograde. You know, sometimes you have to. You don't have a choice. I don't have a choice. I have to travel during it. But knowing what could happen, I'm very extra careful. I'm understanding, I'm present, I'm allowing, and I'm not stubborn. And I'm allowing it to show up as it needs to, but not making meaning or being upset by it, because it just exacerbates it. So just do what you can We're not controlled by astrology. We're just understanding it and its influence on us. Lots of love, and we'll see you next week.
Yay, love y'all.
Thanks for listening. Remember, catch our podcast every Wednesdays on your favorite podcast station. Take care and have a great week.